Warning, the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast, starring Dags and Rez. Rez is on assignment. Johnny Rage, isn't that funny when they always say on assignment?
Yeah, what is the real
meaning? What's he doing?
He's probably in rehab is what that means.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Rez is always trying out those new beers and stuff, so, I mean, I've always questioned his sobriety.
That is not true. He's stone sober. Okay. Hello, friends, and welcome. Welcome back. If you're new to this podcast, what it is we talk pop culture. We talk everything from sandwiches to music. Isn't that true, Johnny Ridge?
It certainly is. I'm proud to be a part of it, too. You know, you kick off the new year, that means one thing, New Year's resolutions, Dags. Did you, are you big into that, or... what are you doing for 2024?
I'm big because I'm getting fat, but no, I'm not. I'm sitting in the chair. Do you do a lot of chair time?
They say when you sit in a chair, believe it or not, you still burn 100 calories an hour. Do you buy that? I honest to God, when I counted calories, I looked at most everything. There was a chart. Sitting is 100 calories an hour. So legitimately, if you sat for 12 hours, you could say you're exercising.
Yes.
Why don't we think about it? That's 1,200 calories. That's quite a... it's better than the calories I burned today. You know, I'm over at Monster Fitness now, kicking off the new year.
Yes.
My biggest complaints is, and I told this to the gentleman who works the counter, I like towels. Are you a towel guy when you're working out or no?
No, I'm not that fat.
When I'm working out at the Monster Fitness Center, I want... especially in the winter months when it's cold outside, you finally get that burn and you're sweating. I'm not big into the public shower scene, so I don't use the public showers. I want to wipe, a giant body wipe, and that's why they don't have towels there. And I was asking for a towel. He said they get stolen, and so they don't have them.
So it's like a hot black market on towels.
Yeah, if that were the case, every hotel in the world would not have towels, but... I don't know. Would people steal a towel? Are they that desperate?
Now, what are your thoughts when you buy a hotel room, rent a hotel room, that is everything in that room, can you take that? Is that stealing or is that just part of the deal?
Oh, no. I mean, it's absolutely stealing. I mean, a towel belongs to the hotel. They wash it, they launder it, they put it in place. They expect it to be there when you leave. Now, if you take a cup, because it's one of your favorite hotels, and I don't know who would be that would have to do that, but that might not be so much. But even so, yeah, it's not yours. It's sealed. Why do you think everything's yours just because you go in there?
Yeah, I've been taking a lot of the remotes lately. Is that all right?
It depends what you're doing with them. That's the bigger question.
But the thing is the mini bar. What's up with the mini bar?
I guess I'm too cheap. I've never had... they usually have them behind the counter where I go because they can't trust any of the clientele, you know, for actually putting money in there. Because I've never had a hotel room with a mini bar. You
know? Well, you have those real shitty roadside hotels where it's just all in one row. You know, those drive-in kind of Bates motels.
Where the door is actually outside. You don't actually go into the building. No, Dags. I stay at some of the finest establishments.
Yes.
I could be a hotel reviewer as well, because I've stayed in a sugar ton of them.
You should. Are you afraid of bed bugs?
You know, I wasn't until I most recently encountered bed bugs, and something that I never thought would be part of my life is more common than we think. And I don't know where they come from. I remember when you were a kid, sleep tight, don't let the bed bug bite. That was always kind of like a fairy tale. Like, well, there's not really bed bugs, but they're out there. They're real. I've encountered them, not meaning they've infested my house, but I've been in places that have had bed bugs. And yes, that does enter my mind. There is actually, you can check every hotel in the United States, I know. I don't know about the world. There's a registry for hotels that have had bed bugs. So that's kind of a pro tip. Search the registry for if your hotel had bed bugs or not.
Isn't that nasty, though?
I mean, it is. They just kind of prey on you in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah.
And they say you have to put all your shit in the bathtub.
Oh, my gosh. It's miserable because I've helped some people. You have to take all of your clothes and put it into a bag. There's a whole protocol and process that they go through to eliminate them. And then they heat up the room.
Yes, that's the thing. Yeah, they got to heat up the room to dry them out.
Yeah.
So what they should do is in these hotels when they build them, they should have a thing where that they blow in like hot air. The whole room gets up to $150 or something. Just kills them all. What do you think? Great idea.
Yeah, or we could do just a big bed bomb or like a big sparkle firework. Or something.
That's poison, though. I mean, this is just pure heat. Crank it up to $150, $175, and they're cooked.
Oh, I think it has to go like way higher than hotter.
No, I don't think so. You just got to dry them out.
We're going to get our research team on it. I guarantee it's hotter than 150 degrees that they need to get it.
You want me to look it up?
Please do.
Talk to the listeners while I do that. Say some witty stuff.
Let me go back to what I was originally going to talk
about. Go ahead.
I was at the Monster Planet working out today, back into it, kicking off 2024 the right way. Boy, I get so upset with people who bring phones. If people wonder why they make no gains at the gym, it's because you're not working out. You're there for social hour. You're on the machine 25 minutes, but you're on your phone on the machine. It's like this is not a recliner that you use to listen to music or watch TV. For people like me that want to get physically fit again, it bugs the crap out of me when they're monopolizing the one machine that I actually just want to wrap up. Have you ever experienced that, Diggs? You go to the gym. You have those people that they have an extended period. We almost need like a clock. As soon as you get on there, you hit the button, and
yes,
it gives you 2 minutes. And it gives you 2 minutes.
Yeah, back in the day, they'd say, can I work in a set with you?
You don't do that now, though.
No.
You know, people are so offended by stuff like that.
Yeah, they literally get offended.
Well, we can't touch each other's sweat simultaneously because of all the COVIDs and stuff. And so that's unacceptable. But when I'm at the Monster Gym, they have the 30-minute workout, which is specific for people on the go like me. I want to get in and get out. But what happens is people see that the machines are used up in the main floor. So they jump in there and they pirate the machines. And they completely bring your workout to a halt. It's just absolutely maddening. So
yes,
tell me about the bed bugs. What's the temperature?
120 degrees.
Really? Because couldn't like the average furnace?
I don't know. That's pretty hot, but that's all you have to do is blow hot air in there. Have some propane heater, 120 degrees. Boom, you're done.
Gosh, I didn't realize it was. I really thought it was much hotter than that.
No, that's it. 120 degrees.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Yes. Thank you.
Especially if you're like in some highly traveled New York hotel.
Yes, it's all about ideas.
Yeah, when you have a lot of international travel, LERS. So.
Yes. So, Johnny Rage, you were talking working out and people drink water out of tumblers.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with Stanley tumblers? Why are they so popular?
I don't get it. You know, I matter of fact, it's funny you bring it up because I worked out today. And I'm just a no-nonsense guy. I grab like the $7 Gatorade squeezable thing. That's usually at the dollar store or close to it, a dollar store or a bin.
The $7 store.
I don't need to accessorize. Everything's becoming this accessory now, you know? And that's with these Stanley things. It's just like now cool to your iPhone was kind of what initiated it. Oh, I got an iPhone. It's kind of a status symbol. Now we've taken it to, and it's brilliant on the part of, Stanley, to be able to create a demand for something as simple as something that we drink our beverages from. So I don't buy into the hype. Do you, Diggs?
Of course not. But I mean, Yeti is another one. Hydro Flask.
Yes.
They're just, yeah, they're just water bottles. And then they sell you on the hype, like you said.
Right, but it starts innocent enough with a water bottle, but it's kind of like the MyPillow guy. Pretty soon, it's not enough like the MyPillow guy, and he had to make the MyPillow sheet set. Well, that's the same with Yeti. They started with the cup, and now they've got the coolers.
Well, I think the coolers came out first, right?
Did they? I thought it was the Yeti cup first, then the cooler. Was it the cooler?
I thought it was the actual Yeti, the abominable snowman.
Well,
yes.
Whatever. Pretty soon, now it's got the cup. Okay, reverse order. Pretty soon, Stanley will have something else. But
yeah, but I mean, the big deal is Starbucks, which debuted their winter menu. And now you can bring your personal cups. Did you know that?
I didn't know. See, this goes to show how much. I didn't even know you couldn't. So.
Well, I think it's kind of gross bringing stuff, you know, from home.
Well, I remember going to some of the fast food restaurants, and I just wanted to dump all my trash on them. Like, you know, you go to McDonald's, and, hey, can you take those for me? And they think it's like one cup, because I kind of show one cup, but they say, yeah. But then I grab, like, a bag that's hidden and give it to them all at the same time. And, well, for sanitary purposes, we can't take that trash from you. So how come for sanitary purposes they can take our cups?
Yeah, that's trash.
Well, fill them, especially in this post-COVID era where everybody's thinking, I guess we're beyond COVID. People don't care. I'm glad.
So 40-ounce. Stainless steel pink vacuum sealed quencher can be purchased. How much, Johnny Rage? What do you think? Limited time while supplies last.
Does it say pop culture podcast on it?
Well, that's funny you said that. After that, I'm going to do a powerful segue.
Okay.
How much is it? 40 ounce stainless steel pink vacuum sealed quencher.
God, 40 ounces. That's a lot of liquid. I'm going to say $25.
$49.95.
Wow.
But here's the thing. If you can't beat them, join them. If you do have powerful tumblers, what looks good on those, Johnny Rage?
Stickers.
Exactly. Thank you. You got to check out our powerful merch. God, I got great stickers. I got stickers. I have mugs with the logo on there, but you can also stick more stickers on there. I got hoodies. I got t-shirts. Johnny Rage, you know what? We just dropped a powerful tie-dyed t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yes, with the powerful logo. And the logo has been spruced up. It's evolved over the years. You remember Johnny Rage when the evil clown face had an eye popping out?
Yes, yes.
And then we brought him to an ophthalmologist, and his eyes got popped back into his head. He became orange. Now he's orange and purple. Powerful.
Yeah.
You know where you get the merch, Johnny Rage? You get it by following us on social media, on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Formerly known as X, or is it X, formerly known as Twitter? It's X, owned by the powerful Elon Musk. Make sure you follow us on X, at Amazing Pop Pod. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Instagram. And we also have a powerful YouTube channel that you're going to need to subscribe to. Also, wherever you listen to podcasts, please do me a favor. Leave a review. Leave a rating. It helps us reach more people, and it helps with the powerful algorithms.
Yeah, can I jump in real quick? So you're talking about YouTube. I want to add to the flock how they should really go back and look up that YouTube video when you did that hot chip. What was that chip again?
The Pocky One Chip Challenge?
Yeah, but you not only did one, you did two.
So I did. Should we talk about all the hot challenges I've done in my life?
Well, I want to specifically talk about this one because this one hurts when I just watch, because I've always told you this ketchup to me is too hot. So when you not only did one, and you're more accustomed to the heat, right? And I could tell you were affected by it. I thought, that shit got to be hot.
Yes.
So can you kind of walk us through the stages of the heat that you felt with that? Set up for the flock exactly what you did there.
So I did the Pocky One Chip Challenge. Every year they come out with one hotter and hotter. I did the 2022. And that was very hot. Instantaneous heat. And it's not heat, it's more pain. People talk about fire. That's probably a good analogy. It feels like you're on fire. And then it gets to your throat, your tongue, and then your stomach. And you're dying. It's the worst pain.
How quickly is it advanced from the tongue, stomach? How quickly? Walk us through those stages.
So right away, that one I knew right away when I chewed on it, right away I knew I'm fucked. I mean, instant pain. But I mean, I had to go on with the video. So I had to talk, even though I just wanted to die. Mm-hmm. And then it's in the back of your throat. And then you think, okay, I made it. And then about a half hour later, your stomach just cramps. So I literally just had to lay on the bed with a wet towel on my stomach and try to pass out.
How long are we talking? Did that
last? Hours.
I mean, was it really, or because it was 15 minutes, but it felt like it was hours?
No, hours. Yeah.
Really?
Because I had the phone with me.
What do you mean you had the phone with you?
You know, I had the cell phone with me laying there.
Oh, I thought you were going to call 911 or what?
No, I thought about, but if you go to the ER, there's nothing they can do. It just, you got to wait for it to go away.
Yeah, they can give you milk. Doesn't that work? Can't you drink milk?
Yes.
Is there any truth to that? Does milk kind of soften the blow or no?
Well, milk will emulsify the, you know, the fats and the, I supposedly break down the capsaicin, you know, the poison in there, whatever you want to call it. But no, I mean, you reach that point, you're like, you're just screwed.
Did you try the milk thing or no?
Oh yeah. After I did everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing helps. You just got to ride it out. You got to ride the storm out like REO Speedwagon and says.
Would you do it again?
Never.
Okay. So we're never going to see another heat challenge from you ever again or hot.
No, I would do, maybe eat a lot of food, but not hot.
Okay. So we suggest to your flock to go see that. Check that YouTube. Tell them where they can find that. Cause that's,
Amazing Pop Culture Podcast YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're talking now. You know, one of the reasons we talked, there hasn't been many movies, and I kind of remembered why, cause the writers went on strike. So we're going to probably have a lull until they get their act back together again. I'll talk about Tulsa King in a second, but I was kind of flicking through the previews, and there's a good one I think coming up. I think it's called Civil War. It's a modern day Civil War set here in the United States, which looks really kind of cool. I think it's coming out April of this year. So keep that one on your radar as a possible movie to go to. Otherwise, we're still living off the Godzilla minus one. Godzilla Minus One. Did you ever see that twice? That was one of the rare movies I said I'd go to twice. Did you ever go again? You didn't, did you?
It's kind of tough for me to get out, but yeah. But no, I did not see it a second time, but I would. Yeah, it was a great movie.
But, you know, thank goodness we can stream now, because it kind of picks up the slack when there's not much happening at the movie theater. And I got all kinds of selections. I haven't binged in a while, so I've got my Yellowstone all ready to go, season 5. Can't wait to jump on that. I've got through season 1 through 4. We know how successful that series has been, but there always is some crisis or drama as to whether they're going to come back again. They're just playing all of us, you know, so that we pay attention to every word. But kind of a diamond in the rough is Tulsa King, starring Sylvester Stallone. And I remember when I saw previews for this that it was coming, and I'm a huge Sylvester Stallone fan. I'll watch most everything, but I kind of thought this was a jumping the shark moment in his life where, boy,
why is that?
Well, I felt like I didn't think it was going to have it. It looked like it was, when I say jump the shark, kind of extending one's career longer than they should have, kind of like the extended Happy Days too long. That's what I meant by that for this. Should Sylvester Stallone continue? This did not look like it was going to fit him. And I was, yeah. So what
how about Stopper? My Mom Will Shoot. Rhinestone. Yeah. He had some shitty movies.
Yeah. I guess I forget about those because the better ones have eclipsed that. But
then you also got to think that dude, his career, like whatever he does now, it doesn't even fucking matter. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
He's made such great stuff.
Oh yeah.
That I wouldn't blame him for the rest of his life. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we just could go on and on about the institutions, the characters, the everything he's done. You know, and when he stepped out of his comfort zone, like got real fat for Copland and
Yeah. So I wouldn't say that Tulsa King would be stepping out of his comfort zone at all.
No.
But it is a somewhat of a different twist because he doesn't oftentimes play the bad guy. Fist, would you consider this guy the bad? Well,
he's like an anti-hero.
Yeah, he's like an anti-hero. But basically, to set it up for those that haven't watched it yet, Sylvester Stallone is part of the mafia, and he takes the fall for his mafia boss for somebody that got killed. He was unjustly convicted, but he goes with it because he's taken one for the team. And so he spends 25 years of his life in prison. And so when he's released from prison, he's expecting, you know, some type of an appreciation. And I don't know exactly what he was expecting, you know, a territory in New York, money, whatever. But when he comes back, it's kind of a new time. And they decide that we're going to give you Tulsa as your new property. In terms of going down there and being the heavy and running, creating a mafia atmosphere down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he's beside himself. He's like, WTF, Tulsa, Oklahoma, after all I've done for this family. And they kind of convince him that there's no life for him where he once was. So now he has to go down to Tulsa. And then so the series just kind of follows him around with his new life as a mobster down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I love it. I love the premise of it. It's kind of unexpected. I think it's fresh. It's a fresh idea. And Sylvester Stallone, as always, I think he nails the character. I think it's got a good surrounding cast, a good storyline. And I've only watched about four of them so far. There's only been one season. They haven't released season two yet. So I don't feel pressure to get through the first season yet. But I can't, it's one of those, have you ever gone to a movie that you just can't wait for to watch it? I would say Godzilla kind of fell into that realm. This is Tulsa. I can't wait to watch the next one.
Wow.
What?
That's cool. You were into it so much that you can't wait for the next season.
Well, I mean, there's just like nothing, Yellowstone and Tulsa King and Godzilla right now. I mean, there's not much else, but of course, this is one man's opinion. What else would you throw in there? I know there's other areas that people, other genres of stuff that people probably could add to that. But for my liking, the movie, the box office, last podcast or two podcasts ago, we talked about, there just hasn't been much. Maverick, Godzilla, a lot of box office bombs in between. And so we turn to the streaming services Tulsa King, for me, as I said, for Godzilla, hits on all cylinders. Did you get a chance to watch it, Dave?
I did. I had a hard time suspending my disbelief.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like when he got out of prison and he had that scene where he was in, you know, with the mafia family, he was acting like that and he punched that guy. I mean, they would have beat the shit out of him.
I mean, a guy's like 70, just buff, you know? I mean,
no, but they would have all jumped him. And then, you know, they have the scene like where he's driving. It's kind of like Beverly Hills Cop where, you know, the fish out of water, you know, like remember Foley was in Beverly Hills and laughing at everyone. So
right.
So they showed Stallone, what's his name? Dwight, the General Manfredi. They had him just laughing at people on like e-bikes and the people they were doing the virtual reality. Remember that?
Well, they're just trying to show.
Yes, I know.
Time passing.
Yes,
know.
Yes, I know. And then when he gets off and he has the, what is he, the grasshopper on him, and he's like, and then the lady sprays him with the holy water, and yeah, it's as big as my dick. And then the dude that gives him the taxi cab ride, and I just had a hard time with, like, he goes into that pot dispensary and hits the guy with that. We talk about Stanley water bottle. He hits him with the water bottle. And it's like, no one calls the cops. And then he comes in and he just all of a sudden takes over and you're going to give me 20%. Like, he just goes with it. That part, I just had a hard time suspending my disbelief. I know it's just a show, but,
and then, oh, come on now.
I had a hard time doing it. Just, I don't know. It just seemed like they should have made it a little more believable, even though it's a fantasy. You know, like he goes into that dealership and you're going to sell me the car. And, you know, it's like they just do it, you know, then he attacks that guy. And
You're putting way too much thought on this.
I know.
Just like the guys at Planet Fitness that just lounge on their workout. Just lounge, lay back, man. Enjoy it. Take it for what it is, the enjoyment factor. I mean, suspend your belief. How do you believe a dinosaur walks through downtown?
I know. I'm just telling you, I had a hard time with it.
Okay, so how many episodes did you watch, Dags?
1.5.
Okay. Did you watch only a half because you had enough or you ran out of time?
I had enough. I started. My mind was wandering. Like, you know, he was sleeping with that chick that's ATF.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know why that was gross to me, because I was just imagining it is like sweaty toupee falling off. It's just like,
oh my goodness. I couldn't
stop here looking at his hair too.
So you're done with Tulsa King.
I don't know. I mean, I could try it again. I like the premise of it. The fish out of water.
Right.
But it just seemed, I would like to see a show of really how that would happen. Like if they sent like some, you know, when they went out to Las Vegas, the mob to run it.
Yeah.
That really happened. So I would like to see how to make it believable, how it would really happen. Like some guy to go out to that town and get the mob running it.
Well, I mean, then you got to look for some docudrama. I mean, where this is entertainment. This is, in fact, this is, you know, and I'm sure Tulsa probably has some form of the mob.
Of course it does. I mean, of course it does. They have that pot dispensary, and it's like they don't have cameras, and there's no gangs here. I mean, give me a break.
Well, I mean, it's trying to show the innocence of the town is what it's trying to show.
No, I get it, but I don't believe it. It's not believable.
For the love of people, you know, you just ruined the whole. I forbid you to watch it for any reason. You're done.
I don't know. I couldn't get into it. Maybe I don't know.
Oh my goodness gracious! Everybody I talk to loves that. Loves it. I mean, my old expression is it hit on all cylinders. I don't even know if I can talk to you about it anymore. I just
had this vibe. You know how. It just seemed like a TV show, but then they had to throw on some words and make it more shocking, you know? It just seemed like, you know, I don't know. Maybe if Chuck Norris was in it.
Yeah, Chuck Norris is the answer.
That seems like a Texas Walk. Like, if they had him as, like, the cop fighting him or something, that would be kind of cool. So you'd have, like, the Stone, and then you'd have a kind of a good guy. So
I think I'm going to suggest you get deeper into it.
All right. Okay. So is there a good guy that comes in? So he's like the anti-hero. Does he have like a nemesis or someone he's fighting, or is there some cool characters that come in later?
Yeah, there are, and I don't want to be a spoiler.
No, that's all right.
You know, I think it's really cool the relationship he had with that. You don't realize she's an ATF agent, of course. They don't reveal that. And then, of course, later on in that program, she's sitting in a meeting. And then they show, of course, him, you know, kind of all points bulletin. We've got Dwight Manfredi here in the town. And she's like, holy, you know, and then so you see the connection. The ATF agent slept with Dwight, who, as he said, was a criminal, currently is not, so far in this program.
What do you mean he's not a criminal? He's beating people up. He's hitting them over the head. He's taking money from him, 20%.
All right. If you go through a red light and you don't get caught, are you a criminal?
Oh my goodness. You're comparing a moving violation to.
I'm just so disappointed in you. I mean, go to your room. Okay?
Yes.
Go to your room.
Sorry I didn't love it the way you loved it.
I mean, you know what's dawned on me though, Dave? There's not a lot of movies or series that you actually do like. You're highly critical. I was absolutely shocked you liked Godzilla, because you just don't usually roll that way.
That was a well-made movie.
Yeah. However, I will flip the coin on you 100%. You liked Game of Thrones, correct?
That is true. I did enjoy Game of Thrones.
Okay. You know, it shocks me because of all the people I know, you have like the least amount of attention span. And weren't those like 2 hours a piece every episode?
It might have seemed like that. I just like the acting. There was a lot of great acting in there. You can't say there's great acting in this show.
I disagree. I think it's great acting, a lot of action, highly believable.
Let me ask you this. Did you like Reacher?
Love it. Yeah. Yes.
So this reminds me of Reacher a lot, where it seems like it's just a TV show, but then they put in hyper violence or cursing in there. It just seems like a punched up TV show.
Well, the same guy that put together Yellowstone put this together too. And there's absolutely no correlation between the two other than, I get in a theme show. I love the days when theme songs were so popular, you could actually sing them.
Yes.
And I love nowadays they don't roll credits anymore. A program usually doesn't start with the theme song and rolling all the credits. Usually they're bam, because nobody has the attention span anymore. Bam, they're into it.
Correct.
But Yellowstone and Tulsa King had that theme song, and it rolls the credits, and it's kind of creative. You may go, what are you talking about? But I really enjoy that. It's so, to me, that's nostalgic to put a theme song with credits, because it just happened. But I mean,
no, that part was well done. I like the artwork and the graphics.
Yeah. So you noticed it. You know what I'm talking about?
No, that was well done. Yeah, I like that. I also like the theme to Game of Thrones, and I like the little animation they had.
See, now I just thought that you want to talk about forced Game of Thrones. And you try to do exactly the same thing, bully me into watching it, like I'm trying to do to you, to Tulsa King. I thought the queen and the dragons, to me, it's just like, oh, this is so... I like, you know, like Braveheart. It's kind of what you're saying. More factual, medieval stuff. But now we got the dragons rolling in and the queen rolling in and the queen's in trouble. The dragons come in. It's just like, okay, now this is just too unrealistic for my liking. I like a real story, kind of like Napoleon. That's the one good thing it had. One thing I knew was it truly did happen. Game of Thrones was just this mishmash of video game / fairyland / never ending story.
Let me ask you this. Do you like any swords and sorcery? Any swords or sorcery movies?
I really don't.
So you don't like any of them? You don't like Lord of the Rings?
The Harry Potter and the Lord of the Rings was too long. Harry Potter, I wouldn't say
Harry Potter is sword and sorcery. I'm talking, you know, like Conan the Barbarian, that kind of stuff. Did you like Conan the Barbarian?
More so than Game of Thrones, put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just not your thing. It's not your bag.
No, it's not my bag. I'm more into the sci-fi, and Godzilla, it's proven he lived, you know, and he walked this earth at one time.
That is true.
The storyline says so, you know, and Bigfoot.
I like Tulsa King. I like the premise. I think they could have punched it up more. They need me to.
I beg of you this. Let me interrupt you. I beg of you this. Watch 4 episodes before you make a judgment call.
It is true. It is true, because there's some shows that do flip and get better. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, though. Right off the bat, did you like it?
Yes.
You liked the first episode, right?
Yep, I did.
Do you think any of it was hokey to you? Like, oh, come on. Did you have any reactions like that?
I didn't see it as hokey. I saw it as humorous, and I kind of liked that aspect of it. It was, I don't call it hokey. To me, it's like what you said, fish out of the water, humor.
Let me ask you this.
You got a lot of questions.
Yes,
you keep asking.
Yes, yeah. I know. I like to interrupt. If it wasn't Stallone, would the show work?
That's a great question, because I am a huge Stallone fan. Well, I mean, you saw The Sopranos, right?
Yes.
Would you say it's similar, or, and that did not have Sylvester Stallone in it, and that was well done. Maybe that's a reach, but I've always been kind of drawn to prison movies and mob movies, especially a huge fan of The Godfathers. They were supposed to make 4. Really hope someday somebody does make the 4th one. So yeah, no, I mean, probably because of the fact that, because Reacher is not Stallone. I like that, you know? So yeah, I'd say probably. The world may, just like we won't know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop, the world may never know, because that's not the case. It is Stallone. So,
how about the one where My Blue Heaven?
Never saw it.
You never saw it?
Never saw it. Is it worthy of me watching it?
I think it was funny. Vinny Antonelli is a former mobster recently inducted into the witness protection program with his wife in the suburbs near San Diego. So it's basically the fish out of water thing.
You know, and I wonder if I have seen that where he has to keep moving because he's discovered. Is that the same one? Or no, that was with...
It's Rick Moranis and him.
Okay, there's one with, oh my goodness, my old man, old times disease is popping in. The guy from, he's in Godfather, the young Corleone, when he's the toothpick guy, and he always, come on, Diggs, help me, jump in here.
De Niro,
thank you. Yeah, Robert De Niro was in a witness protection program. He was in a movie where he's in a witness protection program, but he keeps blowing his cover, so the FBI has to keep moving him. And that's what I thought you were referring to when you were talking about that Steve Martin movie, because it sounded kind of the same premise, but it's not the same movie, obviously, because it's not De Niro.
Midnight Run. My Blue Heaven is the one I'm talking about. But Midnight Run is a great movie.
Yeah, I suppose I should know the name of the movies before I bring them up.
No, that's fine. That's why I got the computer in front of me.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Because we can just...
Yes.
Are we losing our minds because we don't use our melons anymore? Well, what came first, the egg?
Yes.
Or the chicken?
I know, you're right.
Yeah, the world, we may never know. But thank God we got the Google Box. And Stallone brings that up in the movie, too, in Tulsa King. We need something that we could just punch in.
Well, that's the other thing I have a hard time, my disbelief is, he was in for 25 years. So is that this supposed to be 2022 or 2023? Or what year is it supposed to be?
I assumed it was current day. Yeah.
So it wasn't that long ago. He acts like, you know, he's like, he went in there in the 1930s. And like, what is all this witchcraft? I don't know what it is. What is this Uber you speak of? It's like, come on. Well,
because he would have been in like year two, like 1999.
Yeah. So you're constantly getting people in there, and you're telling me that there's not COs on the phone, and it's just bullshit.
Quit questioning. Just accept it as theater. Wonderful theater.
Yeah, it was too corny for me.
Okay. I beg of you, though.
You know what I think? They should have just made it a comedy. Then it would have been funny, I think.
It is a comedy. I consider that a comedy.
Like a dark comedy?
Yeah. So are you now, Diggs, have you caught on to the Yellowstone bug or not? Which is kind of waning a little bit, but have you got into that?
No.
Oh man.
Are you into 1923?
No, I haven't watched it. I'm still trying to get through season 5 of Yellowstone.
Okay.
Have you watched 1923?
Just little clips on the internet.
Okay, yeah. You don't have the
attention span.
Yeah, the attention span. I'm amazed you could put this podcast together. As long as
I know.
You, you know, but so we do. My whole point is we do have some choices. If there's nothing in the theater, we can stream.
True. And,
so right now, you don't like Tulsa King. You don't like Yellowstone. There's no Game of Thrones. What do you stream? Anything or
I watch YouTube videos.
Just plain old YouTube. What's a video? Give me an example. How to fix a toilet or what type
no,
of
no, 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 no. Usually pop culture-y things. Like I'm into comic books, so there's this whole controversy going on about the, you know, grading companies. You know, like do you have any sports cards, baseball cards?
I have some that are worthless, but I know exactly what you're referring to.
But you know about when they put them in that acrylic slab, you know, and they grade them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this huge thing going on with comic books where these people would take these like $15,000, you know, more than that comic books. They would take one, somehow they figured out they'd get one and like, you know, it's out of 10, you know, 1 to 10. 10 is the best, but usually 9.8 is about the highest you're going to get. That's like a near mint. So they'd somehow switch out the comics and take one that's like inside maybe has coupons cut out or something damaged, and they would swap it out, send it back to the company and say, oh, this thing is busted. Can you put it in a new holder for me? So they would somehow switch out the comics and put in the shittier comic, but it would have that graded 9.8. and they'd sell it for thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't shock me. Evil lurks within all men in all different categories, you know. I'm amazed, you know, you have counterfeit dollar bills that they don't have, like, color copiers are pretty good now. That you couldn't take a comic book, some rare, well, it'd be the rarest Spider-Man that there is.
First appearance, Amazing Fantasy 15.
Okay, and again, you can't be too obvious because there are some aficionados that would spot it right away, but has it ever been done where they try to counterfeit?
The problem is the paper they used back then, you know, you really can't get that paper.
Right, but what I'm saying is if it's encased, though, you wouldn't even...
Well, that's what it is. That's the problem. You know, if it's in a slab, then you have to, you know, hope that it's not counterfeit.
Yeah.
But now with, you know, I mean, they have scans and, you know, the paper, they can scan the paper, you know, so... Anyway, that's a bit, you know, I watch stuff like that on YouTube. I watch documentaries on YouTube. They're usually in little bites, so I can sit through them 10 minutes.
Give me a quick documentary that you watched lately. Well, give me an example.
I just saw some kid, 13-year-old kid, that just broke the record on Tetris. You ever play that game?
Years ago. Yeah.
He got up to some level. So a lot of times I'll watch something that I'm not even into, but if it's well done, like I'm not into cars really, but I'll watch car videos. I just like watch, you know, entertaining stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't, because you don't watch Tulsa King. So you don't like entertaining, you know, you like Phil. What you're watching is Phil. I call that
filler.
Filler. Yeah.
You just leave it running in the background.
Yeah, that's kind of like when you're on Facebook, you jump on a video, and then it just takes you 2 hours later. It just led you from one video to the next.
Oh my God, aren't those trash videos?
And then pretty soon you're like, holy crap! And then when you kind of clear it and you go back to where you started, you're like, oh, I was still on this one.
Yeah, that's how TikTok gets you. Yeah, they hook you. Exactly. They hook you. Exactly. Well, you've seen those stupid videos where nothing really happens.
Yeah.
It'll be some naked chick with a balloon in front of her and I'm going to pop this balloon and it never happens.
Or there's the one, you got to wait till the end of this, So you're stupid enough, you do, and then nothing happens.
Newer ones is where it'll be something happens like really violent, but they'll cut it right at the part where you should be, you know, you want to see, you know, like some guy will go off a jump and then they'll cut it right away. And it's like, well, what happened? You know?
Well, that happened. I don't know if you remember, there was a hockey player killed not that long ago.
Yes.
His skate, the opponent's skate actually severed his jugular.
Now, what is your take? Did he kick him on purpose?
It's funny because they had a video of it, exactly what you're saying. You won't believe this rendition of this. Watch this jugular get just, you know, and so you, oh God, I want to watch that. And then right when it happens, it's over. So they don't really show it to you. I did see kind of a grainy version of it. The player that actually took a skate, they're claiming it could have been done deliberately. So they actually did press charges against him. So it'll be interesting to see in the court of law. I don't foresee them in a violent sport. And I call hockey violent. It's fast. It's quick. It's physical. Things happen so quickly. I think it's going to be really difficult to press charges against him.
Yeah, but do you normally get your leg up that high is what I'm saying. I call bullshit on that. I mean, if you're checking someone against the boards, I mean, or that was just a mid-ice collision, there's no way your leg's going to get that high up.
It's not like he was skating by him and he Chuck Norris'd him to his neck. That's not what it was. It was more of a freaky collision. And if anything, he might have maybe tried to kick a little bit and caught him with a skate. So I it's not as cut and dried as like a drop kick to the throat. So I don't foresee. I think there was malicious intent, but never in a million years would the guy say, you know what, I'm going to cut that dude's jugular with my skate. There's no way.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, you know, that they collided and he brought his leg up to kick him away or whatever. I mean, it's you're saying it's manslaughter, right?
Well,
he unintentionally killed him. He died.
They are going to try to press charges. This guy is a notorious thug.
You're saying it's not first degree murder. Yes. that it's manslaughter.
I don't even think it's manslaughter. I think it's very, now, if the guy was in a parking lot of a mall and somebody comes up with skates on, yeah, but when you're playing the game of hockey, which is, it's just like there was a young girl.
What's the definition of manslaughter?
Well, there, you can't just, the jury of the peers is going to have to determine that. You can't just use a definition of something and extrapolate that and say that's what that was. But there was a girl at a hockey game, a young girl, she was 13 years old. She was sitting behind the goalie. A puck rifles off the goaltender, up into the stands, hits the girl square in her forehead. They take her to the hospital. She's released from the hospital, and like 2 days later, she's dead. Is that manslaughter?
So no, that's totally different.
Not really, because it's...
No, did the guy shoot a puck at her?
How do we know he didn't?
Come on. Well, those two guys collided, and his leg came up, and he cut him. Was it intentional? Was it unintentional?
But the game of hockey is a physical sport where there's a lot of contact. And when contact happens, you don't necessarily, it's so fast, know what part of the body is going to hit you because people are coming so fast. So I say, Dags, it's going to be very difficult.
Is that a common injury? Skates across the neck?
Not at all.
So there you go. There you go. So these people are hockey. They're colliding all the time, right?
Yes, they are.
So if that's true, that would be a common injury.
No. You're looking at it differently.
What do you mean looking at it differently? If people are colliding all the time, there would be common injuries, correct?
Well, I mean, people have had their jugulars cut in hockey before. It's not the first time it happened.
But it's rare, you're saying.
It is a rarity, but again, there is a chance that it can happen. And nobody pays any attention to that. You know, it's just like when you let firework, it says place and trough, light fuse, get away, otherwise injury, you could suffer injury. How many of us actually think we're going to get injured until we get injured? We just don't, you know? So I gracefully, respectfully disagree with you, Diggs. I think that he's going to get off on this one.
Oh, I'm not saying he's going to be... anything's going to happen. I'm asking you. You're the hockey dude. You fancy yourself the hockey dude. I'm just saying, if you're saying it's a violent sport, collisions happen all the time, fights all the time, then I would think getting slashed in the neck would be more common.
No, it's just like the planets aligning and for that to happen at that clip and that speed. I mean, it's very uncommon. This is uncommon. They collided. I can see maybe he tried to give him a knee or something, and he was sliced his throat and killed him. The intent to hurt, was the intent to hurt him or hit him? Absolutely. Was the intent to kill? But he has a right to do that in hockey. You can be physical. So you can't play a sport, get physical, and then complain about it because you got injured or suffered.
How about if you high stick someone and crush their trachea? Is that all right?
Well, I mean, you're going from exaggerated circumstances, you know.
No, I'm not. I'm just wondering. I'm not taking a side. I'm just saying, if you're saying the guy kicked him but didn't try to kick him as high, that'd be the same as a guy taking a stick, whacking you with it, but not realizing he chopped you in the neck and broke your neck.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I might hit you with a stick. Yeah. I'm getting angered by this. Yeah. You know, you can't handle the truth. I think I'm entitled to the truth. You want the truth, McCaffrey? Why my looks may be grotesque. That's how I end that.
Yes.
What a great movie that was, Diggs. Tell me you liked at least that movie.
What movie?
The movie with Tom Cruise. I just did the dramatic.
Yeah, but you got to come up with the name.
I know. Officer and a Gentleman.
Officer and a Gentleman.
My mind is shot. Come on, don't push
it
me
is.
Like
that. Well, because you took too many shots in hockey. That's why.
I know, but they were all loving little shots.
Yes.
You know? What was the name of the movie?
I'm not going to tell you. You got to come up with it.
Do I got to use Google Box for that?
No, you got to use your brain.
What a great movie that was, though. My goodness. Is there any movies you would watch over and over and over? Give me three of them quickly that you would do.
Predator.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Predator.
Predator.
Yeah, Predator.
For me, it's actually, I got more than three, but a lot of people will say Shawshank Redemption.
I couldn't sit through it. I mean, I appreciate it, but I couldn't sit through that again.
Well, you can't sit through a 30-second commercial.
True.
That's why these are also uninterrupted commercial podcasts, you know, or no commercials in these podcasts. Actually, you do throw in a commercial for your merch.
Thank you.
But, yeah. So, the hockey, that'll play out. He'll be judged by his peers' days, and we'll get an answer. The beauty with that is we'll get an answer to that. The world will know what's going to happen with that.
You still don't know what the movie is?
You're supposed to move on because I can Google what it is. Give me a clue. What's the name of that? What?
Starts out with
Talk amongst yourselves while I anyway, great movies. I was saying the top three would be that movie.
Men. Men.
Huh?
Men.
A Few Good Men.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. God, how horrible is that? I can't remember. Yes. One of my favorite, here I'm telling everybody how, but one of my favorite movies, and one of the reasons too, if you watch that movie, you realize the Minnesota Twins are playing on his TV. He's a huge baseball fan. And he does his best thinking when he carries his bat. And Kirby Puckett is up to bat. And it's during the World Series. And so we get kind of showcased the Minnesota Twins on the A Few Good Men. So that's not the only reason I like it, but that's kind of cool to see that.
When I used to wear my Twins hat back in the day, everyone thought I was Gary Gaetti.
I can see that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Gary, powerful. Gary, yeah. Well, Johnny Rage, did you enjoy yourself on this powerful episode?
A few good men. Let me just burn that in. A few good men. A few good podcasts.
Yes.
A few good podcasts. Yes. I had a wonderful time. I hope that Rez enjoyed his assignment. We all want to find out what that assignment was, and we will. You'll report back to me, right?
I think I'm going to cut out that whole hockey segment.
You can shorten it up.
Yeah. Way too long. All right, friends.
You kept pushing me.
I know. Because your argument was bullshit. He just didn't want to admit it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I hope you enjoyed that powerful episode with Johnny Rage. And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. The Amazing Pop Culture Podcast is available everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please leave a rating and review where you listen to podcasts. Like and follow the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And shop our Amazing Pop Culture merch. This has been an Amazing Pop Culture Podcast production.